It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on the recent city performance survey conducted by the consultants at the request of the city. The city staff was quick to tout the results of this survey as clear voter support for the quality of the staff's performance. In light of the recent housing element controversy, the sorry condition of the city's sewer system, the fruitless city council power play regarding the dock north of the Trident restaurant, and the many complaints regarding planning and building permit approvals, I was surprised to hear the city staff saying that the survey viewed them so favorably. So I started looking into it, and I will tell you what I found during the course of the show. At the end of the show, I'll share with you some suggestions for how you can have input into how the city and its staff are truly performing. There were two consulting groups involved in the survey. Apparently, the city retained the Lou Edwards Group to assist the city staff in putting themselves and some of their upcoming issues in the best light. Now, that part I can understand, because I don't personally think that the city staff is currently in a very good light, and they need all the help they can get. The first consultant recommended that the second consultant, FM3 Research, conduct a survey of voters, probably on the hope that the results of such a survey would put the city and the city staff on better footing. Since my primary focus was the survey itself, I began by interviewing the consultant at FM3 who managed the survey. I had hoped, through slick cross-examining, I could get the consultant to admit to some level of skullduggery. My hopes were shattered when the consultant led me through the entire interview process without revealing any major flaws. I thought I had the consultant when I pointed out that the survey was based on only 200 responses out of the 3,000 to 3,500 voters registered in Sausalito. She advised me that actually this was statistically valid. I was surprised, but her position was essentially confirmed by another source, with a few reservations. So finally, I frankly admitted to the consultant that I was surprised by the results, given what I believe to be rather shoddy recent performance by the city and city staff, telling her of the sewer issue, the housing element debacle, and the grand jury's chastisement of the city's failure to set aside funds for retiree health care benefits. She wisely did not comment on any of these political issues, but she did say that general questions, such as those used in the survey, elicit more favorable responses than specific ones. That's when the light went on in my head. I asked her if the city had any input to the questions before they were asked of the voters. She responded that the city manager had to sign off on the questions before FM3 could proceed. The light in my head got brighter. I then asked for a copy of the questions, but my request was politely rejected. I was advised the questions were the property of the city and had to be released by a city official. After speaking with the FM3 professional, I dug further and came across a portion of the June 17th City Council meeting, which contained a discussion regarding the survey questions. The city's administrative director, Charlie Francis, flatly stated the survey questions were not provided to the city. This was subsequently confirmed on the video by the city manager, Adam Politzer. I am still trying to resolve the confusion regarding the whereabouts of these questions. Needless to say, my curiosity was heightened when both Mr. Francis and Mr. Politzer put up a stone wall regarding access to these seemingly innocent questions, and denied even possessing them. The facts aren't entirely in, but I am working toward a conclusion that we, the taxpayers of Sausalito, have paid a lot of money to provide the city more ammunition to get more money out of us with a new sales tax proposed for the November ballot, and possibly more votes for incumbent candidates at the same November elections. Based on what little documentation the city has provided about the survey script, there were no questions about pensions, retiree health care benefits, nor the city's planning and building department. The questions were only about the library, the police department, Southern Marin Fire, and Parks and Recreation, none of which are particularly controversial at the moment. The headline on one of the survey summary slides reads, "More than three-quarters of responders approve of the job being done by the city in providing services." But if you read closely, that 75% includes 52% who only somewhat approve of the performance. Somewhat approves is what you say to be polite and is certainly not a ringing endorsement. As a former trial lawyer, I know it all depends on how you ask the question. I want to know why the city staff is stonewalling on providing the entire list of all the actual survey questions asked. The release of the full list of questions would resolve the issue of whether the survey results were only selectively reported by the city. Was there a pension question on the survey? Did the city not like the results of that question? Did we Sausalito taxpayers just spend a lot of money to essentially whitewash the performance of the city and its staff and to provide ammunition for the November re-election of incumbents and passage of a November ballot vote for a 1/2 cent increase in sales taxes? You need to let the city know it's not getting a pass on its financial management nor its staff performance. The city has known about the sewer problem for decades, but only now treats it like a sudden crisis. Every year at budget time, the city staff pats itself on the back on how fiscally sound the city is. Yet every time there is a need for capital improvement, the city turns to the taxpayers as though they were a bottomless ATM. You need to call them on it. You need to cut through all this whitewash self-promotion and let the city staff know you are aware of what they're doing. I was originally angry at the consultants, but discovered the survey was fairly conducted. It's the city staff that appears to be playing games. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there is a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito. It is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.